Okay, try enough. Enough of this thesis. From Tezayin Amid Aleph to the Mishnah Yudzayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara just rehashes what was all discussed in the beginning of the Masechta. Just to review, Bikitza, the Mishnah has a takana de Rabbanan that when the Shliach Lailocha brings the get, B'chutzlaretz, he has to say B'fananechta, Manishtana, Chutzlaretz, Meretz Yisrael. Why did anything change? So either because in Eretz Yisrael everybody's traveling back and forth, you always have Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima and Chutzlaretz. You may not have Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. And the whole reason for the Kiyum Shtar, the whole reason for the B'fananechta, B'fananechta, is because L'fi Shein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. Normally, if you have a Shtar Sheini Mikuyam, you don't collect, it's worthless. And you have, for the purpose of Kim, you have to have Shnei Eidim Ksher. But over here, Mishumi Gunu, Kili Berabonu, so they said it's sufficient that Eid Echad will be Nema. So that's Rav's version. L'fi Shein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, you're not worried about the Shalor L'Shmo. Rabba disagrees with Rava, he's masking with Rava. The Gemara says Rabba islay the Rava. More proof that Rabba also agrees with Rava that you need Eidim, you need to say b'fananechtam for the Kiyum Ashtar, masking with that, but he has an additional consideration, the Fishayim became Lishmo, that the Bnei Chutz Loretz didn't know the din. Taisa says, what do you mean, Manishtan had punked this din, they didn't know, and all the other dinim, they did know. Taisa says, no, they didn't hold from the din. That's on base, on the base. So then it came a later point in history when Lacha Shalomdu means that they started to observe the din, that you do need Lishmo. So the question now is, did they abolish that part of the takana? When you make a takana because of a certain consideration, and it comes a time a few centuries later when that consideration is no longer relevant, it's no longer a problem, Lacha Shalomdu, so do you repeal that takana? Do you have to repeal the takana? Does it get repealed on its own automatically? So usually we assume that a dovish of a minyan tzot minyan achalatira. Usually you have to have another minyan to abolish it. Do you need gadol b'chokhmah the minyan? So the Ravid says you don't need. The Ravid writes on the side of the Rambam, the only time you need ein bez niyachal levatel dim bez nachavem ken gadol hamena b'chokhmah the minyan. The Ravid in Hilchos Mamrim writes, the only time you need a bez gadol b'chokhmah minyan, a greater number of a body of rabbis greater than the original number, a greater b'chokhmah, greater in learning, that's if the original reason for the original gzera still applies, and the later group of rabbis think that it doesn't make sense. They're not happy about that gzera. But if the whole reason for the gzera no longer applies, they made a gzera kedei la'atu shuki rishalayim b'teiris. That makes sense. Bizman shaveis hamikdash oyekayim. They made a gzera derabbanan that within one day's traveling around the Yerushalayim, the one day's radius traveling around Yerushalayim, you shouldn't be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni. You should bring all the Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. So that makes sense. Kol zman Ba'aseh Sheni was kayim. After the churban Ba'aseh Sheni, doesn't make sense anymore. So then the Ravid writes in his commentary on the side of Rambam, you don't need a bezin gadol b'chokhmah minyan to repeal the gzeira. If the first bezin would have been here, they would have also repealed it. We're not disagreeing with them. So that's the shaila over here. In the later generations, lacha shalomdu, the Gemara raises the issue here, and they already discussed this here. It's on Tezayin base, and it was discussed earlier on Dav Gimel Dav Dal. Lacha shalomdu. So does it make sense that the later bezin repealed the whole enactment? For Lishma, they're not going to repeal the other half of the Gzera, they're not going to repeal. Rabbi Islay the Rabbi, they both hold that the reason for the Gzera was because Eidim and Tzuyim Lekaim. Rabbi holds, in addition to that, there was an additional concern of Shalor Lishma. So does it make sense that they repealed that half of the enactment, the half of Shalor Lishma, because they're Lacha Shalomdu? Everybody Chutzlo is just as observant of the requirement of Lishma as all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Or should you say no? That Gzera Shem Yachse Dova Lekil Kulo. If they would wipe off the whole takonim mikol v'kol, the whole institution of b'fana nechta, it would be one thing. But they're not wiping off legamri. They're leaving the takonim b'fana nechta to the extent that you need eidim tzuyim l'kaima, that they are leaving. So maybe they should leave the other half also, because shem achsa dover l'kukul. Maybe there's still a concern. So the Gemara says at one point, maybe that's the machloikis satanoim. There is a machloikis satanoim on Tezvav Amid Aleph, in the opening Mishnah in the second parak. It's not exactly clear what they're fighting about. So the Gemara has three possibilities. What they're fighting about. So one possibility is that this itself is the Machlokes Hatanoin, the machlekes is, but he hold like Rabbi, he hold like Rovin. Where do you see? What's the din of Shnaim Shehiviyu get? If the whole reason for Befananechtam is solely because of Edom and the Suim Lekaimo, so Shnaim Shehiviyu get means that the Baal appointed the two of us as a Shliach to deliver the get. So what Shaykh to say? The Baal is going to give us a get Nazif. Maybe the Baal won't know the din, he'll give a get that wasn't written in Shema. Maybe he'll find someone wrote a get. Shalom Lishmo, that is a concern, but there's no chashash he's going to give a get Nazif. So if Shnaim Shehiviyu get, if the whole reason for requiring Bifanan Echtav is Bishamedim and Suim Lekaimah, that's the whole consideration. So Shnaim Shehiviyu get shouldn't really have to say Bifanan Echtav. But if you hold like Rabbah, that not only is there a concern of Edim and Suim Lekaimah, there's another concern of Lishmo, so then even Shnaim Shehiviyu get, you'll also have to say Bifanan Echtav. So at one point, the Gemara said, Leimah B'hokam Efligi. In the middle of Tezayin and Beis, it must have maybe this goof is the Machlek is a Yud and the Chachomet. But my comment for Ligi, Marsav and the Fishem became the Shema, Marsav and Edim and Tzuim Lekaimo. Maybe this goof is the Machlek. Then Gemara says, no, could be a different shot, could be a different shot. Rabba will learn one way and Rabba will learn the other way. So Rabba learns that they both agree to his consideration that the two reasons, because they didn't even say him lekaimon and kim lishma, but they're talking lacha shalom du, so does it make sense lacha shalom du to repeal that half of the enactment? And now mikana lahaba the din should be that shnaim sheviyu get, you won't have to say befana nechta, there's no concern of ziyuf. Or should I say no gzeir Hashem yachsu dova lekulkulo, so we leave the whole enactment of befana nechta, you don't do away with it at all. The Gemara says no. Maybe they both agree with Rava that the only reason why they instituted Bafana Nechtav is in order to have a kiyum, and Shnaim Shehiviyu get they wouldn't have to say Bafana Nechtav because you know it's not Mezuyif, and the Mishnah is not talking about the case where the both of them. Mishnah is talking there's more than one person who came from Medina Sayam. Maybe only one of them was the Shliach. So if only one is the Shliach, so what's the Machlekes Abiyud and the Rabbanan? The Machlekes is Dilma Masa the Chlufa Bikim Shtoros the Alma. Kim Shtoros the Alma, you always need in the second parak in Ksubas, you need two Edim to testify on the signatures. And here they will make all that Eid Echad is enough. So there's a problem. Dilma Masa the Chlufa, people will remember I was once present at a Mesiris Haged, and one person made the whole Kim Ashtar, so people will think Balabatim will make a Tzushta. So they'll think that Kim Shtar is the Alma is good enough with Eid Echad, and that's not correct. So that's why they required over here that you should say Befana Nechtam in addition to Befana Nechtam. So is that sufficient if anybody says Befana Nechtam? The Shliach La'alacha says Befana Nechtam only, and someone else says Befana Nechtam. Does that solve the problem? Or do you say, no, it's still the Masa the Chlufa. The only way to solve the Masa the Chlufa Bikim Shtar is the Alma is if the Shliach La'alacha himself says both Befana Nechtam and Befana Nechtam. So that was the third pshat. So the Gemara had three ways to learn pshat in the Machlekes Abiyud and the Rabban. And the Gemara keeps on juggling back and forth about this. What's the din shnaim shehiviyu get by Medina Sayam? If you hold like Rava that the whole concern of the whole reason for Befana Nechtav is because of kiyum, so shnaim shehiviyu get will not need any kiyum. But if you hold from Rabba's consideration, in addition to the kiyum, is also concerned. Maybe the get was written shalom l'shmos. Even shnaim shehiviyu get also. We have to ascertain that the get was written l'shma, so you would still require b'fananechtam. You got to say whether it's written l'shma. Yeah. What's the final? What's the punchline? The line before the Mishnah Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. What's a yosid he balti moed? That's it, and don't budge. Don't budge from what?
Are Rabba and Rabba just guessing at what the reason is?
That's what it looks like.
So they don't really know what the time was,
how to go this. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. The fact that they have a machlekes, it seems that they're pretty clear that they didn't have a strong historical tradition as to what the reason for the din is. So how could you be makel based on your guess? I don't know. So what does the Gemara finally say here on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph? What's the din shnaim shehiviyu get? How do we pass in bottom line? And everybody would agree that if you have two shluchim, it's good. Yes, if you have two people bringing the get, then there's no problem. I have a zimna la'amud lan hachi. He said, but on other occasions he told us not so. So he said, no, this is the pshat and don't budge for not pshat. What's yosed he baltimait? What's the yosed baltimait? That's the halacha. The shnayim shevi you get, you don't have to say befananech. Okay. That's the final maskana sadamah. Good. I don't think we have to go through the whole thing. And then there's a shayla here, Rashi and Tosis, the top Tosis, Yudzayin and Aleph, is a historical essay. When did it start becoming bad for the Jews who lived in Bavel? At the time of the Churban Bais Rishon, when they were sent into Bavel, so they made a comment based on the pasuk in Iyov. Elokim haven dark buhu yodas mekayim. The Rabbanu Shlomim knew. Idea Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yisal she'en yichalim kabel gzeres aramiim. Amar v'heg lozim lebavel. The Rabbanu Shlomim did this at Teiva. He sent the Jews into Golas Bavel where they would respect the Lomim de Teira. So they would, it would be easier for the Rabbanim to learn Torah in Bavel. So this was until a certain time. And after the Chaverim came to Bavel, the Basad Basad Chaverim to Bavel, then life became miserable. Then they would have fared better if they would have been in America, would have been in Vilna, whatever. So for many years it was great. The learning in Bavel was wonderful. And then at a certain point it turned. So that's a discussion. Rashi and Tosfos, when did it turn? When did life of the Jews become miserable and bothered? Okay.
According to the last line, you are we're ending up possibly in Shana Shev, you get Ain't
Vision. Ain't Vision on me, yeah.
So that sounds, based on Amar Aleph, the Amar Beit and Amar Before, it sounds like that's Rava. Which means you kind of wish possibly like Rava or Rava.
Either like Rava or like Rava, Lacha Shalom do. So Lacha Shalom do, they did away with the other concern. You don't have to be worried about the Lishma. You don't have to worry about Gzeir Hashem Yachzadov Lekol Kula. Yeah. Okay, good enough. We're not going to go through. This is just a repeat from what we had before. And Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet.
The bombings in Europe, there's two breaking. You have to have Kiva. Shnayim Shevi, Yudzayin, and he didn't say. And the Baal says that it's Mizuya. Can you do Mahara?
I don't think so. I think we would ignore him. The two Edom came and they said the husband gave us the get. So the two Edom are contradicting Baal. I don't think so. I don't think there'll be a problem at all. Yeah, let's see. What's the next Mishnah? Next Mishnah is the Takana of Zman. Min HaTorah would appear from the Gemara. Min HaTorah, there's no need for Zman. And the Rabbanan, that's how the Gemara starts. Second line from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Itmar Mipnei Ma Tiknu Zman Begitni. Why did the rabbis introduce the Takana that you have to write the Zman in the get? So it's a Machleg Zabiechan and Reish Lakish. Why do you have to write this zman? Apparently, min haTorah there's no need to write zman. So that's what we have already discussed. The Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin, the beginning of the fourth perek, is bothered with that kasha. The fourth perek is Echadir Imamis, Echadir Nefashis, Bedrishim Echakira. The fourth perek begins on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. It begins that min haTorah, Eidim have to undergo Drisha v'Chakira before Bez Nazarite to be Mekabalem. Even though the Psukim only say Chumash, B'derashta v'Chakarta v'Shalta Heitev, there are three Psukim Adin in the Foshas. And one Pasuk it says two or three Drishas v'Chakiras, and you add them all up, and it turns out to be Sheva Chakiras. There are seven questions you have to ask regarding Zman HaMakom. So all the three Psukim only say B'negeh to Din in the Foshas. How do you know that even in Dinim Amunis Min HaTorah you require Drisha V'Chakira? So the Mishnah says, Shenema Mishpatecha Yolachem. Mishpatecha Yolachem means that Amunis is treated the same as Nefashis, that you have to have Drisha V'Chakira. And then the Gemara says, Midirabbanon, they did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira. Min HaTorah you do need a Midirabbanon, you can be Maitzi Mamun without Drisha V'Chakira. Hefke bezna hefke. They can make whatever takana they want. So the Shailas, that's what the Nemuki Yosef asks in Sanhedrin and that Gemara. Why does it say over here that it's only a takonim in the Rabbanon that every get has to have a zman? It should be a din min haTorah, not min d'oraisa. He needs zman in mamonis and in fashis, and the dovah should be of everything. Everything should be the same. So the Nemuki Yosef gives us a little bit the pilpildik answer, a little bit of complicated answer. Rav Chaim in his Sefer is not happy with the Nemuki Yosef. He asked the kasha, and he gives what he considers an easier answer, more straightforward answer. And Rabbi Yosef gives a little complicated answer. He says, "Min haTorah, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, or whenever they established this din, maybe not all the dinim in haTorah existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Over the generation, they developed later. Later generation developed dinim in haTorah also. So whatever it was, they developed the din that you need Rishma Hakira by Mominus, by Nefashis, and by Dovish Bierva. At that time, a get needed Rishma Hakira. Then it came a certain point where they did away. They abolished the need for Drisha V'Hakira and Dini Mominus. So at that time, they also abolished the need for Drisha V'Hakira in Get. How can they but Minatoira the Get is no good. Minatoira the Get is no good. A Get is a Shtar. So Minatoira the Get is no good unless it has Zman. So how can they do away with that? If the get is no good, so the woman is still an Eish Zish. So the answer is Avkinu Albani Kedushim Ineh. That's what they're on. That's what the Nebuchadnezzar writes. Right. Avkinu Albani Kedushim Ineh. In a Torah, the get would be no good because Edom need Rishma Hakira. In the Rabbanon, just like they were Mekel and Dini Mominus, Kadesh Lotin Adalus Bifnei Lovin, and they said, hey, this is good even without Rishma Hakira. So they made a takana by get. Also, it's good without Rishma Hakira, Avkinu Albani Kedushim Ineh. And then the Gemara says, in a later generation, they restored the need for Drisha V'Hakira and Gittin, unlike Mamanis. Mamanis, they didn't restore it, they left it on the Takona. And in Mipnei Matik, the Zman Megittin, why did they reinstitute Zman Megittin? So a lot missing in the Gemara. A lot missing. He says that in Atar, you need it. But the Rabbanon, when they did away with Mamanis and they did away with Gittin, and then the Gemara is saying, why did they reinstitute it again? So Rav Chaim has a taina against this Nemuki Yosef. He says, you can say by a get isha. So you say that minatur the woman is still married to the husband. And with the Rabbana we say they were never married in the first place. Avkin Rabbani Kedushimine, they were never married in the first place. So he tells us, what are you going to say by Shtashich Rebbe Knaini? What's the din? Do you need zman in the Shtashich Rebbe Knaini? So that's a Gemara that you need. That's a Gemara in Yevamos, no? Daf Lamed Aleph, I think, that you need Zman, just like you need Zman in the Get Isha, so you need Zman in the Shtashich Rebbe Knaini as well. So what are you going to say over there? Min HaTorah, you needed Zman, and Min the Rabbanon, they did away with the need for Zman, and then they reinstituted it. So he says, if Min the Rabbanon, how can you say Min the Rabbanon, you don't need Zman? So how can you say Afkinu Abani Kedushim Ineh? How is the Shtashich Rebbe good Min the Rabbanon? If you're going to say he reverts back to the original state, so he should become back a goy. He can't. Afkinu Abani Kedushim Ineh, you can say the Rabbanon, the get is good. I but on the level of the Raisa, the get is on the level of the Raisa, she's a Pnuya. They were never married in the first place. So what are you going to say by an Eved Knaini? I have an Eved Knaini, I give him a Shtav Shech, which Minatur is no good because it doesn't have Zman. And the Rabbanon, I say that it is good. How can you say it's good with the Rabbanon if it's no good? So the answer is Afkinu. What do you mean Afkinu? So he reverts back to the original state. So he wasn't Jewish to begin with. He doesn't become a Yisrael Gomer. He should revert back to become a non-Jew. What's going on? So that's Rav Chaim asked in the Muki Yosef's explanation of Afkinu. Part of his one notch in his pshat is based on Afkinu Abani Kedushim Ineh. That doesn't exist by Shtashich Rebbe Knaini. Rav Chaim writes, he thinks, wait a minute, before we talk about Rav Chaim's answer, is it really a question? The question that the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is it really a question? The halacha that you need zman, you have to have drish v'chakira. It's a din in edus. Hagodas edus has to have drish v'chakira. Is it taka true that a get is a hagodas edus? Is get a hagodas edus? L'chor, it depends on the machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Lazar. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, whom we don't paskin like, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, that edi chasima karasi, so every shtar kinyan accomplishes the trick. It accomplishes a kinyan by virtue of the fact that it serves as a shtarai. So it has to start off as a hagodah sages. So then you'll have a kasha. How can a get be good? Minatur, if it doesn't have zman amakim, you need drish mechakir. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. We paskin like Rabbi Lozer. So you don't need edich hasim at all. You don't need edich hasim at all. Midrabanan, they made a takana shayu, edim ches malaget, minatikarol. They gave an etzit tayva that the edim should sign. But Mikra Din, a get is good without any zman at all, because it doesn't have to have a raya sedus at all. Once midirabana they require zman, so fashteitzach, now you have to have edim sign on the bottom. If you're going to have a get without any edim, let's say if you have a man gives a get and it has no ede chasima, so even if it has the zman is meaningless. No. The zman is only good if you have Eri Chasim on the bottom. So let's say Where's that Mishnah? Shloshi git mesulim. From this is Ablat Kashi. Where's that Mishnah? On Pevav and Menal. So it says Shloshi git mesulim. Then this is Havlat Kosher. Kasavik Sav Yad Vein Olavedim, Yesh Olavedim, Vein Bozman. Yesh Bozman, Vein Bo Elo Edechor. So a get Shein Bozman is Pasal Midi Rabbanon. That's the whole thrust of the Mishnah. Usually there's a Machlek Zarmeh and a Chachamim, or the Kolam Mishan Beshet, Tav Chachamim, Vigit Na Avlad Mamzer Anat, and Rameir is the one who usually says, Avlam Namzes, here the Mishnah says, Alibi Rameh, these are an exception to the rule. Ishloshi Git Msulim, even Rameh will agree, this is Avlad Kosher. We're not going to declare that Avlad Mamzes. So one of them is a get, Shein, all of Shein Bozman. They made a Takana, the Rabbanu, you have to have Zman, so you give a get without Zman, that's going to be good. And if you have a get, Kosovic Savyada, the Ein Olav Eidim. Kosovic Savyada, the Ein Olav Eidim. So I thought Tosis said the reason why Ein Olav Eidim is no good. Is because it's even though Ksav Yodo is good, Ein Olav Eidim is the equivalent of Ein Bozman. So it's right there, Ein Bozman. Or Yesh Olav Eid Echod. Yeah, the Zman is only called Zman if you have two Eidim signing away on the Zman. So I understand, according to Reb Meir, I get Ein Bozman is possible in the Rabbanon. That was the Takana de Rabbanon. According to Reb Lazar, according to Rab Lazar, that Eidim is Sirikarsi. So you don't need Eidim at all. So Tosis said that's not really a Takana Rabbanon that you have to. That was an Eitzet Toiva, the Gemara said. Maybe the Eidim is Sira will die. Maybe they'll move to Medina Sayam. The woman will never be able to prove that she was divorced. She should be able to remarry. But they never declared that a get that doesn't have Eidim Hasima is possible get, but Eidim Hasima is kosher. They gave an Eitzet Toiv you should have. So according to Rab Lazar, that a get never needs Eidim Hasima. So how can you say that a get Shein Bozman is going to be possible? So Enachan Ami, the Mishnah says, Harei lo shloshi git msum nisav lad kosher. Rab Lazar disagrees. Afal pi Shein olav Eidim, al shenasal abif neidim kosher. Taka Rab Lazar disagrees. Shein olav chosma laget vim pnei tikin oilam. Rab Lazar the Shitasa holds that you don't need Eidim Hasima. You just need Eidim Mesirikasi. You never need Eidim Chasima. So how can you say that a get Shein Bozman is going to be possible? The Zman is worthless if you don't have Eidim Chasima signed on it, no? So how come we paskin that a get Shein Bozman is possible? What's going on, no? The Mishnah has on Yud Zayin and Aleph. If the get nichta bayom and echta bayom, balayla and echta balayla, or the nichta balayla and echta bayom is kosher. Because it has the correct Zman. Because Hayom Halach Achra Laila. So if the get was written by Laila and the Eidim signed at night, if the get was written by Laila and the Eidim signed in the daytime, it has the correct Zman. But if it was Nichta Bayom and Echtem by Laila, but if the get was written by Yom before the Shki and the Eidim only get to sign it by Laila, that's the next day already, after the Tzeisach Chom comes the next day. So then it's a get Mukdam. So get Mukdam is possible. Well, why should a get Mukdam be possible? Because it doesn't have the correct Zman in it. So a get that doesn't have the correct Zman, like Ein Bozman. A get Mukdam has the incorrect Zman. Like a get Shein Bozman is possible. Yeah, but isn't that what Rav Lozer says? That a get Shein Bozman is not a problem. According to Rav Lozer, every get is Ein Bozman. Because you never need any Eidim Chasima. So it's only called Zman if you have Eidim signing on it. If you don't have any signing on it, Eidim didn't sign on it. So the Zman that's written is meaningless. That's exactly what Tosfos explains. Why does it say Kosovic Savion of Ein Olav Eidim? That's the equivalent of Ein Bozman. It's only called Zman if you have Eidim signing. So isn't there a problem over here? How can we pass like the Mishnah Yud Zayinim and Aleph that Ein Bozman is possible for Get Mugdam is possible, Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla is possible because it's Mugdam, Rashi writes, Bayom and Echt Malayla Mugdam Hu, Mashman Hu Yami Garsha, Veloy Garsha Ad Lamachar. And a Mugdam is no good because it has the wrong Zman, like Ein Bozman, doesn't have any Zman.
So why is Mugdam worse than Bozman?
Why is Mugdam worse than Me'uchar? Get Me'uchar is a different opinions in the Rishonim what the din is, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
why should a mukdam? Yeah, why is a mukdam possible b'chol? According to Reb Loza, why is a mukdam? According to Reb Meir, I understand. Edich hasima karasi. You have to have edich hasima. If you wrote a get without zman, if you wrote a get with zman mukdam, I understand why it's no good. You're not the kind of takana de rabbanim that you need zman in the get. But according to Reb Loza, how can there be a takana de rabbanim that you need zman in the get if you don't need any edich hasima? So even if you have zman, it's meaningless. Zman is only considered zman of edim sign. Isn't that what he says in the Mishnah? Reb Loza, I mach bishen ol avedim elu shen asam lebech neyedim kosher. So memela, ein bo zman shouldn't be a problem. Something wrong over here, no? Didn't Tosa say like that? Get shenichta b'ksav yod, vein ol avedim is no good, is because it's the equivalent of ein bo zman. Here, the Tosa is gimel amid beis. Kasav b'ksav yod, vein ol avedim. What's wrong? Time of the pasuk, mishum sheyach lichta v'azman, k'mo sheyirtza. Ab kein bo zman. If it's kasvik saviyar of ein olavim, that's equivalent of ein bozman. So if Rav Loza holds that you never need edich hasima, so first of all, if you hold like Rav Loza that shtori kinyan never need edich hasima, so then the whole kasha of the Nemukhi Yosef is not shver. The Nemukhi Yosef just asked that kasha edim always need zman and mokim. They have to have Jewish Hakira. So that's a good kasha. If you hold like Rav Meir, the Edich Hasima Karsi, a Shtar Kinyan, functions by serving first as a Shtar Raya, has to serve as Haggadah Seydis. If you have a Haggadah Seydis that we're married, that causes that we just got married. You have a Haggadah Seydis that my house belongs to you, that causes that the house now belongs to you. You have a Haggadah Seydis that we got divorced, that causes that we just got divorced. So that's according to Rab Meir, that's a good Kashi what the Nimuk Yosef. How can you say that Zman is the Takon of the Rabbanon? Every star has to have a Haggadah Seydis, Edich Sima Karsi. And if you're talking about Haggadah Seydis has to have Jewish Machakir, has to have Zmanamach. But we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass like Rav Lozer. So Shtar Kinyan works not because of the fact that he has a Haggadah Seydis, that we got divorced. He has a Haggadah Seydis that the house is his. Just the Sipra Maisa Biksav Hanimsa Bifnei Edim has nothing to do with a Haggadah Seydis. So the whole kasha of the Nemuk Yosef is not shver in the first place. The whole kasha is not shver in the first place, l'chayru. I don't know. The whole kasha of the Nemuk Yosef is only if the din would have been like Rav Loza, that Edi Chasima, if the din would be like Rav Meir, that Edi Chasima Karasi, so then you have a kasha that Zman should be required Menatur. That's the Nemuk Yosef's kasha.
In
the fourth paragraph, the Gemara says if it's a star muktam,
it's a violation of
Jewish Shavuot Kira. Right.
So you're saying that
Gemara
is only going with
me? No, that's a shtar raya. That Gemara is talking about a shtar raya. But a get is a shtar kinyah, doesn't have to serve as a shtar raya. Sheyuhu edim chasma ala get mepnei tikkun olam was an etzah teiva, Tosfos says. They never said the get has to serve as a shtar raya, and if not, it's going to be possible. They just recommended you should have a shtar raya to make life easier for the woman.
You can't say that once they're misakin zman, now it's going to be passless on the get, even if you're a blazer.
I don't know. Isn't that what the Mishnah quotes on Pehei, that he says not so? The Mishnah has a shloshe git musum nisav lad kosher. And then it says, on Pehei, and then it says, Rav Lozer Eimer, afal pi shein olav edim, al shein son olav bifnei edim, it's kosher. You can't say that ain't olav edim will be possible. Ain't olav edim is fine. So we say that ain't olav edim is fine. So l'chore, Tosa said on Gimel and Beis, that ain't bozman is also good. Because the whole reason why ain't olav edim is no good is because it has no zman. No? Kasav b'ksav yodav, ain't olav edim, time of the pasul. Yishum sheyochel lichtav azman kemo sheyirtz v'avikein bo zman. You don't have edim on this man. So according to Rav Loza, you never need edim on again. Ein bo zman should be good. Something wrong here. I don't know. We'll have to look in the Rishonim. Something wrong. Anyway, so the Nemuk Yosef asked this kasha, at least according to Rav Meir. This kasha is a kasha according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, that edi chasim akarsi. The edi chasim akarsi. The way that the mechanics of a get is I give my wife a raya, a shtar raya, that she's divorced. So that causes the gerishin to take effect. So yes, the kasha, so in Atur you should need zmanamokim, because whenever you have hagada seders, so you should require drishma hakir. So the Mukhiyasid gave a complicated answer, which Rav Chaim thought was not correct. So what can you say instead? So Rav Chaim has in a safe a different answer on the kasha. So he said, he explains that the need for Drisha v'chakira is not a din in Hilchasedis, it's a din in Bezdin being mekabelated. The Chumash reads like that, v'darashta v'chakarta v'shalta etav, it's a din that's mutal on the Bezdin. And that's how the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lo Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, mitzvah v'abezdin, lidrash v'lachkar ha'edim. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah ha'edim to give a full Haggadah Seder. It says the Bezdin shouldn't be mekabelated without first doing a Drisha v'chakira. So that's Rav Chaim writes, and what if you can do a trick? What if it's possible, normally you can't have Haggadah Seder without going through a Bezdin. Bezdin has to be mekabel Haggadah Seder. What if you can somehow do a stunt and accomplish Haggadah Seder not via Bezdin? So then he says that Haggadah Seder wouldn't need any Zmanamokim. He wouldn't need any Drisha v'chakira. So he says that's what every shtar is all about. A shtar, you can write, the Mishnah says, you can have Nichta Ba'alaylo v'nechtam Ba'alaylo. You can have a Ksivas Shtoris Ba'alaylo. The Rav Chaim says, how can you have Ksivas Shtoris Ba'alaylo? If a shtar is a Haggadah Seder, the Haggadah Seder has to be Bifnei Bezdin, and there's no Kviyas Bezdin Ba'alaylo, that's why you can't have a Chalitza Ba'alaylo, because you can't have a Bezdin Ba'alaylo, can't start it in Torah Ba'alaylo. So how can Mishnah write that you can have Nichta Ba'alaylo v'Nechtam Ba'alaylo? The answer is that a shtar becomes a Haggadah Seder without going through a Bezdin. You don't need a Kabbalah Seder Bifnei Bezdin? How is that so? If you have a shtar, has to be written midas hamischayv. If the das hamischayv authorizes the edim to sign it, so it's chaladin kimishin echrei dusim bezin. When they sign the shtar, it's considered as valid as if you would have had a kabbalah seidus bebezin. Edim achsim al shtar nase kimishin echkera edusim bebezin. That's Rav Chaim is mendaik the words. What does it mean? Resh Lakish is memra. Nasa kemisha nechkere dusim bebezin, that normally you need drisha v'chakira. Without drisha v'chakira, the bezin has no right to accept the Haggadah Seder. The Resh Lakish says on Gimel Amud Aleph, Edom achsimim al hashtar. If the Edom signed the shtar midas hamischayev, so that has the status of Haggadah Seder, even though it didn't go through bezin, and mamele you don't need a drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira is only needed when you have a kabbalah seder bifnei bezin. Edom achsimim al hashtar midas hamischayev. Nasa kemisha nechkere. Hey, do some bit bezdin. It's chala din haggadah seder without drisha v'chakira. That's Rav Chaim's answer. Yeah, but the question is the whole question. There's only a question if you hold like Rav Meir, but we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Loza. The data is sira karsis. It has nothing to do with haggadah seder at all.
I was just wondering, could it be the man doesn't do drisha v'chakira? When we talk about the shemos that we get, we said the Ron said he was a sefer stigar, and you have to write the shemos to get. Maybe part of the
secret of the garden
is the
effect of the Zman. But the Gemara says it's not so. The Gemara says it's only Takana the Rabbanim. It's only concerned with the Rabbanim. So that's what the Nebuki Yosef asks there on Daf Lamed Beis in Sanhedrin. Why shouldn't you require Zman and a get min HaTorah because of Drisha v'Hakira? You see, the Gemara does not hold like that. The Gemara Yud Zayin HaMenal says it's only Takana the Rabbanim. So the simple answer should have been that the way we pass like Rav Lazar. So there is no hashtar, is not a shtar kinyan, is not a haggadah seder at all. So why should you dream that you need the Rishu
v'Hakira? The whole Mishnah is a question of Meir anyway, isn't it?
The whole Mishnah
says that you need to raise money and get to Meir. Because according to Rav Lazar, if you don't need any chesim at all, the whole Mishnah is a question of Meir anyway.
No, that's, I'm all shaken up, I don't know, how can that be?
Saying,
I mean, this Mishnah Shaloi Kalocha.
You
don't need Zman. The whole Takana Zman is only going to Rav Meir. According to Rav Loza, you don't need Zman.
Or if you want to have Edom, then you need Zman. Or maybe it's connected to Takana Mishum Tikkun Olam that you need Edom according to Rav Loza anyway.
Yeah, but Taisa showed from the Gemara that there never was such a Takana. Taisa showed from the Gemara that was an Eitzet Toivim. Shayu Edom Chosma Lagetim, and the Tikkun Olam was an Eitzet Toivim. So if it's only an Eitz HaTayv, Mikra Adin, you don't need any Chasima. So how can you say that you need Zman? How can you say there's a Takanad Rabban, you need Zman? If Taisa said that if you have Ein Olav Edim, the Zman is worthless. It's only considered Zman if you have Edim. No point to Rav Loza, you never have Edim.
Shimon helps the Rav Loza.
Huh? So how can it be? There's something wrong over here.
The whole Mishnah, it has to be a case. It has to be a case where you're already talking, or you're already signing the Yisrael. Anyway, then you can talk about that.
But does it make sense to make a takona de rabbanon that you have to have zman if you don't have to have edim? If you don't have to have edim chasima signed on the gets, how can you say there's a takona that you need zman? Takona that you need zman means you should have a raya on this man. What kind of raya? If there's no edim chasima signed, so there's no raya. There's something fishy here. I don't know. It's a very fundamental question. I don't know what the answer is.
You know, if it's muktam, it should be worse than it was not at all. The muktam, she can be terrible if you did. A muktam should be worse than Abel's man at all, no?
Okay. A muktam, she can be terrible if you like did if it has Eri Chasima on it. If it doesn't have Eri Chasima, it says meaningless. It's not a right to anything. I mean, Zman is always worthless unless you have Eri Chasima. That's what Taisa said, yeah. So then I don't understand what's going on. If Rablosa holds that you never need Eri Chasima, so you should hold that you never need Zman. How can that be? It's not true.
I guess maybe this is the same level of Takana that Tiknu, that you have Eri Chasima, you know, and Tiknu. I guess it's just that same level of Takana because of Eitze Tova.
That you should have Zman is only an Eitze Tova?
Yeah, because it's, you know, the same, because by the fact that they have Eri sign, I guess, it's Tiknu. Doesn't it also say Tiknu?
Yeah, but here it says that a get shame is man is possible. And pay vav and manala. It says, lo she get me some this avlat kosher, get shame bos man.
Like
it
was
Yeah, that was also the Rav Meir.
So it's only according to Rav Meir. And then Rav Blazer says not. So I mean, Rav Blazer denies the whole takon of
zman. If it's not Mishnah's Rav Meir, most Mishnahs again should be lo shil talachin, no? Any Mishnah having to do with the whole Rav Meir should be shil talachin anyway.
Yeah, but this we do paskin.
The Ram paskin.
Huh?
Good.
Yeah, that a get chambers man is possible with the Rabbanon. So how do you read the Mishnah? I read the Mishnah and pay Vav and Aleph. Lozem api shein alavedim, Hashem son alabif neyedim is kosher. But still the embos man is possible. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, but I'm camel like those, that's just against Tova. Because the Ramadan maker, then you could have put the Eidich Hasima anyway. So they're not just saying that you can use the Tova, he's saying that you have to.
I don't think so. I don't think the Ramadan holds that you have to have Eidich Hasima. I think he says that part is the same as Tesis, that you're going to have Eidich Hasima. I don't know. I don't know. We better work on this some more. I don't know. So let's see, what does the Gemara have on Machlek Samarayim? What's the reason for the Takana de Rabbana requiring Zman? And again, if they might take the Zman, because Rabbi Yechon said, Mishum Basachoso. What's Basachoso? Maybe he'll be married to his niece. And he loves her even before he married her. He loves her not only as a wife, he loves her as a niece. In case the niece will be Mizana, he'll feel bad for her. Rashi writes, Hashem, it is Zana Tachta, Vichoso, Lam Shalot Yichonik. He doesn't want her to get the death penalty, so he'll give her a get, Shein Bo Zman. And she'll be able to claim that she was already a pnuyo, she was already divorced at the time that she had the affair. So she's not an eshesishazinsa. So that's why they made a takana de rabbanon that every get should have this man in it, that a woman shouldn't be able to taina her way out. A woman shouldn't be able to taina that she was a pnuyo already, she was already in this garsha at the time that she was mezana. And Rish Lakish doesn't hold from that. The Gemara says, Rish Lakish, my time alamik rabbi yacham alach, znus lo ishchicha. What does it mean, znus lo ishchicha? Taisvis on the top of Amud Beis has a famous comment, Znus lo shchicha. Znus, unfortunately, is very common. So Tais says, no, it's Znus with Eidim HaHasroah. If you're going to be holding by giving the death penalty, we're going to give chenik, Rashi said. Chasal al shalot yichonik, the husband doesn't want his wife to die with chenik, so he's going to give a get, Shein Bo Zman. So that's very rare that you catch the Adam catch a woman in the middle of his Maisa's Nus and you're going to have Asura Terkede Dibur of the Maisa's Nus. How can it be? So far fetched. What the Mishnah says that once in 70 years they never gave Din in the Fashas. So they're going to make the Takana de Rabbanon that you have to have zman on the get because of this znus, which happens once every 1,000 years. Once in 1,000 years? What are you talking about? Znus beidem hasra lo shchicha. That's what he says. So Rish Lakish is not happy with Rabbi Yechanan's reason. So if he doesn't like Rabbi Yechanan's reason, Shem Yechasim Abbas HaChosin. So what does he say? So he says, Mishum Peiris. What is Peiris? The husband is entitled to Peiris Nichsim Aluv until the time that he divorces his wife. Once he divorces his wife, he's no longer entitled to Peiris Nichsim Aluv. So if you're not going to have... If you're not going to have the Zman written in the get, or the Mishnah says if you have, the get was written a week earlier, and the Edom signed it a week later, so to get Mukdam is no good, so get Mukdam is no good, because you're going to be Mafsid de l'kucha shalai kedin, because from the text of the get, with the signature, you get the impression as if the woman was divorced a week earlier, or a day earlier, and really it's not true, the Gevishan only took place a week later, or a day later, on the very next day. So that's what Reish Lakish is interpreting in the Mishnah. Reish Lakish Shama Mishum Peiris. The reason why they instituted Zman and Eget, and the reason why Get Shem Zman is Pasol, and the reason why Dicht Mayom and Echta Malayel is Pasol, because it's an issue with the Peiris Nechsem Elul. Who's entitled to the Peiris? According to Reish Lakish, what does the Gemara say in the base? Rabbi Yechanan Maitam Lomik Reish Lakish. Why does Rabbi Yechanan disagree with Reish Lakish? That's also a good reason. Mishum Peiris. So he says, Kasavar, Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion, Yesh Labal Peiris, Al Chas Nesina. What does it help that the Edim signed the get today, the day that it has this man in the get, but the husband may not give the get for another month? And the husband is still entitled to Peiris Nechsem Aluv Achas Nesina. So it cannot be. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it cannot be that that's the reason why the institute is Man and Neget, in order to know when the Baal is entitled to the Peiris, and when the Isha is entitled, when the Isha had a right to sell to the Lekuchas, when the Baal had a right to sell to the Lekuchas. It can't be. Because Man that you write Neget, this is Man of the Ksiva, not this Man of the Nesina. And the Zman should really be, Rabbi Yechanan holds, Yesh Lebal Peiris, Achas Nesin. And what is Reish Lakish hold? And what does Reish Lakish hold? So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish holds that this goof is the machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon machshon shor Reb Shimon, I'm a kol agitin, any shtor shenichtav b'bayom and echtav b'layla psulim, because it has the wrong date, chutz migitei noshim, because gitei noshim, the whole reason for writing Zman is we want to know up until which point is the husband entitled to Peiris Nechsem Aluv, and according to Reb Shimon, that depends on Ksivus Haget, doesn't depend on Nesina. And the Chachamim disagree, and they all know it depends on the Nesina. So Bishleimah, the Gemara is going to say, Bishleimah the Reish Lakish, that exactly is the Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. They both hold the reason why they instituted Zman and Eget is because of Peiris Nechsem Aluv. And their machlekes is until what point is the husband entitled to Peiris? Reb Shimon holds up until Shas Ksibis Aget. Ksibis Aget is the Hascholos Agerishin. And the Chachamim hold up until Shas Nesinus Aget. So according to Reish Lakish, that gufa is the machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Machlek Reb Shimon HaChachamim is exactly why did they institute Zman and Eget? Reb Shimon holds that Zman was instituted because of Peiris and Kim Shanas and Enev Lagarshu Shavin HaBaal Echal Peiris. That the Baal only gets Peiris, Baal is only entitled to Peiris Nechsem Aluv up until his Zman of Ksivis Aget. Once he writes the Get, even though he didn't give the Get yet, he already loses Peiris, that's Reb Shimon. And the Chachamim disagree. Reb Shimon says, Nichta Bayom and Echta Balaylo has the correct Zman. Because Zman is only, the Baal is only entitled to Peiris up until the time of Ksivis Aget. And the Chachamim say it's not true. The Baal is entitled to Peiris up until the Nesinus Aget. So it's Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla has the, it says Man Mukdam, has yesterday's Man, and the Baal is entitled to Peiris up until the Nesina, and the Nesina is not going to be till today. So that's the incorrect Zman. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, what's again the machlokes? What does the Gemara say? Shleim the Reish Mishmachi Kamachshir Reb Shimon. According to Reish Lakish, that's where Reb Shimon holds. That is the machlokes Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. Reb Shimon holds that the Baal is entitled to Paris up until Ksivas Haget, and the Chacham holds the Baal is entitled to Paris up until Nesina. Ela Rabbi Yechanan, my time of the Rabbi Shimon the Machshir, but according to Rabbi Yechanan holds that what? That the Baal is entitled to Paris up until Nesina. So what's the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon the Rabbana? So the Gemara, Hamalach Rabbi Yechanan, Alibi Rabbi Shimon lo kamin, Alibi Rabbana, no? Rabbi Yechanan said the reason why they instituted Zman is because Shemichap al Basal Chayso. I said the Zman has to correspond to the Zman Hanesina. So that's why the Chachamah hol Nichta Bayom and Echta Balaylo is going to be Basal because it's a Mugdam, it's the wrong Zman. But according to Reb Shimon holds that it's a Kosher Zman. So Reb Shimon holds like Reish Lakish that the reason why the institute is Zman is Mishum Peris, and Abal is Echel Peris up until Shas Ksivis Haget. And the Chachamim say that it's not true. There's Baal Zeich Paris up until Nisin as I get. So therefore, Nichta Bayom and Echta Malaylo cannot be kosher. So this part of the Gemara we discussed already. Why should anybody be of the opinion? Why should Reb Shimon be of the opinion that Kivan Shenasa and Enev Lagarsha Mishas Ksivas Haged, the Baal already loses the Peiris Nichsim Elu, but the Get is not Chal until the Nesina? The answer is the Nesina is the Gemara Gerishin, but the Ksivas Haged is the Haskalas Gerishin. And that's the Hemshech that the Gemara has on the next daf. The Gemara continues to discuss the Din requires that when a woman gets divorced, she has to wait 3 months before she's allowed to remarry. Because of Havchana, to ascertain whether she's pregnant from the first husband or not. She may remarry right after getting the get from the first husband, she'll be remarried, then she'll have a baby soon with the second husband. We won't know whether the father of the baby is the second husband or the first husband. So in order to ascertain that, in order to know who is the correct father of the baby, so the Chachamim require, it's a din mid the Rabban, it's not a din mid the Torah. The Gemara has an asmachta from a pasuk in Yevamos, but all the Rishonim assume that it's only a din d'rabban and havchana. You have to write shlosh el chad shehavchana. So the Gemara has a machlokes, when do you start counting the havchana? When do you count the 3 months? Do you start counting the 3 months, that's 7 lines from the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Me'im esay monim leget, ravam mishas nesina shmolam mishas tziba. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So why does one hold, I would have said Mishas Nesina? Until Nesina is Haget, the Get is not Chal. Why does anybody say Mishas Ksiva? Because the Ksiva is the Haskolos Hagerish. So that's why the Sugya has this Machlek, that's why in Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a Machlek, is Rabbi Shmuel, is quoted in connection with this Mishnah, because in order to explain Reb Shimon, Shita in the Mishnah, the Gemara says Reb Shimon holds like Reish Lakish, that the reason why the institute is Man Begitten is because we want to know when is, up until which point is the Baal Echel Peris. Reb Shimon holds, Kivin Shonos Anein of Legar, Shushuin HaBaal Echel Peris, Mishas Ksivis Haget. Ksivis Haget is the Haskolos Hagirish. So that's the Hemshech HaSugi here. From Yud Zayin Amin Aleph to Yud Ches Amin Aleph, that Haskolos Hagirish begins with the Ksivis Haget. What does the Gemara have on the base? Bishleim of the Rabbi Yochanan, about 6 lines from the top of Yud Zayin on the base. Bishleim of the Rabbi Yochanan, we understand Hainadika ben Rab Shimon le Rabbanan. We understand what they're fighting about. Why? So So Rashi says, "Bishleim Rabbi leRabbi Yechanan, according to the Chachamim, that nichta bayom and echdam balayla is no good because the reason why the institute is mamid rabbanon, shemichapa basal choisos, it has to be the zman of the nesinus aget. So it's if the zman of the nesinus aget, that's not correct. But according to Reb Shimon, the reason why the institute is zman and aget is mishum peris." Rabbi Shimon holds that they're not about Eichel Peres after Ksivis Aget. So that's what Rashi explains. Bishleim Rabbi Yechanan, we understand what the Machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanon is. Bishleim Rabbi Yechanan, Haina Diko, this is the Nekudas, the Machlekes Ben Shimon Rabbanon. Shimon holds that the reason for the Takon of Zman is Mishum Peres, and the Peres he loses at the time of Ksivis Aget. And according to the Chachamim, the reason for the Zman and the Get is Shem Michapal Basa Chaisai. Has to be the Zman of the Nesina. Ela the Rish Lakish Ma'ikah ben Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says it's a deep. They both agree. Reb Shimon and Rabbanan both agree. The reason why they instituted Zman and Eged is because of Peres Nechz Meluk. And they're arguing about this detail halacha. Peres the Mishas Ksiv Achas Chasim Ma'ikah ben Ayu. The Machlekes Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan is from what moment on does the husband forfeit the Schus Peres from Kshas Ksiv Saget or from the Shas Nesina Saget? That's the Machlekes. From the Tchilus HaGerish and from the Gemara HaGerish. It's on this daf that there's a famous Yamshel Shloiman, the Marshal, has a story that there was a couple who were planning to get divorced and they never yet got to write the get. And then one of the couple died. So the shaila is whether the other party has to observe Avelus or not. Why? One only observes Avelus for a spouse if there's Nisuin. That's one of the differences between Arusa and Nesua. Ish Arusa le Oynin lo v'la mitame lo v'la meifin ederesa. Lo Oynin lo means that they don't observe Avelus. La mitame lo is also Avelus. Koin is on mitame to Ishto Nesua, not to Ishto Arusa, because being mitame to the Krovim is a form of Nihug Avelus. So there's no Nihug Avelus on Ishto Arusa. So the Shaila is here, it was Ishto Nesua, but it was Daita Legarsha. They planned to get divorced, but they didn't yet write the get. They didn't yet write the get. They didn't begin anything yet. They were just fighting with each other. They were planning to get divorced. So the Marshal records on this daf, on daf Yitzayin, that there was a big machloikas, and most of the rabbanim said that since they're still married, so the surviving spouse has to observe avelus. The Marshal insisted that you don't have to observe avelus. Since it was not an end of the gash, you don't have to observe avelus. So he writes that they were all angry at him. They thought his psak was ridiculous. So they sent a letter to Yerushalayim. They were big rabbanim there. He doesn't say who. And they sent back an answer that they supported the shita of the marshal. He didn't say who the rab was in Yerushalayim who supported him. Very strange. Kibim shenas anein of legarsha. He says anag ma kibim shenas anein of legarsha. Neymar goes on ksivas haget. Once you do ksivas aget, salpidin, that's what it means, ksivas lishma, that's called haskalos agerishon. Just because they're fighting with each other and they went to the rabbanim and they picked a date to be misadah the get, but alpidin they didn't even begin yet. They just did the secretarial work. So at least if there was a ksivas aget and then later on you did an esina, so at least you can say the tchilas agerishon began with the ksivas aget.
Didn't do
it
in the scene and
died
beforehand.
Yeah, so the Pashto says that nothing happened. Yeah, that's where we had a machlekes between Beshama and Beisil in the end of the Masichta. What if the husband writes a get to divorce his wife, then he never gives it? Here, and pay Aleph and Aleph, the top line. Tosef Gavshe Sishtem Nimlach, and he changes his mind. So Beshama say she's already a reach get. She's already psulim and akuhuna. Since he did ksivas haget, even though that ksivas he rips it up. The Ksivas HaGet didn't lead to a Gerishin at all. That's already called the Reach HaGet. And we don't pass from like Beshama, we pass from like Besul. That the only time Ksivas HaGet is the Haskalos HaGerishin is if it leads up to Gerishin later. But if Lebesov, he never gives that Get, so there was no Tchilos HaGerishin. So here in the Marshal's case, not only was there not the Ksivas HaGet, there was nothing. Not only was there no Nesinus HaGet, there wasn't even a Ksivas HaGet. It didn't even get off the ground. Very strange. Very strange. Right. So that we can understand. That we can understand. If no son of Lagarsha, so he's not allowed to live with his wife. So that we can understand.
Why? Or just
ain't only the nimus? No, the Gemara has a case. No son of Lagarsha, and she doesn't know about it. So that's not fair. The man decided he's going to divorce his wife, and he didn't tell his wife yet. So that for sure is ain't men animus. Yeah. But the question is, what if they both know? The husband and the wife, they both plan to get divorced. But right now she went to the mikveh, she's tahira. And they want to be together. Is that awesome? That's the shayla. Is that awesome? So it could be that nosanayin of legarsha is already also considered haskolos agirish. No? That's the chiddush. That's what the marshal is saying over here. There in Yesh Neuchlin, in Samachlek, is the Rashbam and Tosfos. So the Rashbam claims that just nosanayin of legarsha, even before doing ksivas aged, so the Baal already does niyarsh in the wife. There's already no din of Yerushim. Because in order to be considered Kim L'Sheir HaKor Aveilov, how does it say? That the Kohen is Matami to his wife, and you observe Avelis. Nasat Mas Nachlos of the Sheir. So Sheir is Elishto. So the Rashbam understands that the Sheir is Elishto is something more than Nisuin. You have to have Eris, and you have to have Nisuin, you have to have happily married. So if it's not, if it's Daita L'Garsha, so it's not called Sheir. So Taisus lives at the Rashbam. Taisus says that it's ridiculous. That's what the Rashash writes over there, that maybe we should say Aloch HaKtiv HaMeikah Ba'ovel. When it comes to Avelis, whenever there's a Machlekes, we always go the coolest. Here the Rashbam holds that Shita. That there's no Avelis, because it's not called She'ero. It's Ishtan Esua, there's Eris and there's Insumba. Maybe it's not called She'ero, because it's Nosan Ein of Lagarsha. It's a big Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara talks Nosan Ein of Lagarsha means Ksivis HaGet. And later on, he's going to be Megarish with this get. So it's going to turn out later that the Ksidus HaGet was the Haskolos HaGerish. But just Nasanen of Legarsha alone, based on our Gemara, you don't see anything. How the Marshal saw it in this Gemara is a Pella. He should have quoted the Rashbam of Baba Basra. And Yesh Neuchlin, the Machlech is Tyson the Rashbam. That's what the Rashash says. That based on that Rashbam, there's room to say, Alochitim HaMekel Ba'ovel, there shouldn't be Avelis. If a couple, let's say, is civilly divorced, couple of civilly divorced, they didn't have the get yet, and then somebody dies. So according to Rashbam, since they're not living together, Nasanev Lagarsha, they're civilly divorced, they can say there's no avelus, okay. But it really has nothing to do with argument. What would the din takadi? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? If they might take this man begit, Rabbi Yochanan mishum basachoisan. Rashi says, Shema tizana tachtov, v'chos aleh shalot tichon, v'chos will aget below zman, v'nosin lo, v'kishem idem aleha, v'bezdin, shazinsa hastes, matzi agito, v'meris grusha ha'isi, v'pnuya v'osa shah. And we don't know. The get is ain't bo zman. So we don't know whether she was Nizgarsha before this news or after this news. So that would be a suffering the fascist lahokel. Would you consider that? Yam Shalom brings what?
The Rashbam.
Oh, he does bring the Rashbam. Oh. So that makes better sense. The Rashbam makes sense to quote, but San Argimar it doesn't make sense. So why does he write it over here? Because he didn't write it safe on Baba Basra. Because he didn't write a sefer on Baba Basra. He only wrote on Gittin. Okay. So it has a little shaykhs with our daf, but not really. The shaykhs really is with the Rashbam. Okay. The Rashbam makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what would Taka be the din in such a case? A woman was married for many years, and now she's divorced, and then witnesses, we don't know exactly when the get occurred, and the witnesses come and testify that the woman was Mizana. But the Edom, so how can it be? What the Edom don't know, whether she was Nizgarsha before or after. And they say, we gave her Hasra. And what does she say? And they gave her Hasra. She said, go fly a kite. What does she say? She said, Pnuyani. She said, Afa Pichain. I said, Amanos Kainani. I said, give me the mitzvah. And then later on she says, I was kidding because I was already Nizgarsha from before. It's a funny case. Okay. Funny case. So the Rashi learns within Rabbi Yochanan, that if they wouldn't have made a takana der rabbanan requiring zman, so the woman would be off the hook. That would be considered a suffik nefashis lahakam, because the get doesn't say any date in it. And the woman tainus that she was Nizgarsha from before. So it's at least the stuff in the first place. You don't know when she was Nizgarsha. And now that they required Zman in the get, and what if we'll give her a get Shein Bo Zman? So now what's going to be? What does Tosis write? Mishum Bas Achoisoi. What does Tosis say? Shalo Yichap Aleh Kishen Bo Zman Delo Yaminun Ukma Cheska Seishisish Vashnehu Di Garsha. If they wouldn't have made a takana de rabbanon requiring zman, and the woman would be mizana and the husband would give her a get, and there would be no way to prove whether the get was given before the znus or after the znus. And the Edom say, we warned her and she said, almanas kenani yosef, she's prepared to get the death penalty. And then later on, when they come to Bezin, so the wife said she was kidding because she was already in this garsha from before. You have no way to prove it. The Edom, let's say the Edom on the get, and no Edom on the get, whatever. But the Edom don't remember. The Edom don't remember. So in such a case, I would say self in the fashion of the hakel. So the Tosfos says, why self in the fashion of the hakel? One shishtelach chazoke. To learn in ukma cheske seishisish. Vashduhu di garsha. Usually if you don't know whether the situation changed, yishtalav chazok, you assume a change did not occur. Or if you know that a change did occur, you assume that the change occurred as late as possible. Lamunuk mecheska sish, I know that she was an eshes sish for many years and she got divorced. I don't know when she got divorced. So Tosfos says, so why don't you attribute the change till as late as possible? Dilaminuk mecheska sish vashduhu di garsha, why not? So Tosfos says, you can't say that. Kevin shehigrusha lifaneinu. What does that mean? If I know for sure the woman used to be an Eishes Ish, and I know for sure that situation changed, so isn't that also called? There will usually be assumed there are two dinim mechazaka. There's one din, if you don't know if the change occurred, you assume that no change occurred. And even if you know that a change did occur, you assume that the change occurred as late as possible. So Tosfos denies that. Kim shigrusha lefaneinu, so there is no such din. You don't postpone the change till as late as possible. Isn't that one of the dinim of chazaka? The first daf of Maseches Nida. That the two dinim of chazaka. One dinim of chazaka, if you don't know whether it changed at all, yishtel of chazaka, you assume it didn't change. The other case, I know that it changed, I don't know when the change occurred, so you assume it changes then. So Tosfos is denying that here. Well, they give another answer. If you're not satisfied with the first answer, which is very questionable, the Pashtus is that Tosfos in the first daf and Nida says that is a chazaka. The Ra'or, Rabbaran Alevi, and the Berak HaBayis writes on that Gemara Nida that's not a chazaka. That the Gemara thought is a havamina that's a chazaka. The Gemara comes to the Maskana of Tarti L'Reyuso, so once you get to the Maskana, the conclusion of the Gemara is that there is no such din chazaka. If I know that the change occurred, I just don't know when it occurred, so you don't attribute the change till as late as possible. Yeah. But Tosfos usually holds that is a chazaka. You do attribute the change till as late as possible. That was the first day in Tosfos is not the popular shita. First day in Tosfos is the Ra'or shita. It's a Tosfos in Chulin and Tosfos in Nida usually does not say like that. That was a shaila after the war. We knew that people were alive and then we found out that they were dead. We didn't know when they were killed. So the question is, when do the relatives observe Yahrzeit? So do you assume that the change occurred as late as possible? The latest possible day, that it's possible that they were alive. So you assume that they were alive until then, or do you say no? That I know they're dead. I know the change occurred. I don't know when, so why should I assume that the change occurred as late as possible? So that's a machlokes solution. The accepted opinion usually is that you attribute the change till as late as possible. Not like the first answer that Tosfos gives. What's the second answer? What is that? Ruba v'chazoka, ruba odif. Ruba v'chazoka, ruba odif. So it's a roiv. What the cheskas kashrus? What's a chazoka? Can I get a chazoka? What do they mean? The woman has a cheskas eishesish. You should assume she is an Eishes Ish till as long as possible. that on the other hand, you should assume that she has a cheskas kashrus, but unless she sits, she will not be mezana. Cheskas kashrus means chazoke, cheskas kashrus means ruba delesa kamon. What does cheskas kashrus mean? Also a question. The Pnei Yeshua has that question. What about the Pnei Yeshua is not sure, but the cheskas kashrus means ruba delesa kamon, the rope people are observant. Not Bali Avera, the Cheskas Kashrus means when the person was born. It wasn't a Bali Avera. In the days of the Pnei Yeshua, this Nafkamina didn't exist, but today is a Nafkamina, where unfortunately most of the Jews are not observing. So do you say that people still have a Cheskas Kashrus? Because Cheskas Kashrus is based on Chazoka de Meikor, Chazoka Kamaisa. When they were born, they didn't sin, so we assume they still, if you don't know one way or the other, we assume they still didn't sin. Or do you assume no Cheskas Kashrus is Yigo Basarei, wrote people are not Bali Avera. So them is manazeh, unfortunately, Rova, the Jews are not observant. So then no one would have a cheskas kashrus. That's the deal. What is cheskas kashrus based on? So if tesis means, tesis may mean chazoke keneged chazoke. Chazoke keneged chazoke. Or maybe it means ruba v'chazoke ruba odif. Maybe the cheskas kashrus is a ruba deleisa kamon. The rov people are observing. So the rov, when it contradicts the chazoke, so the rov wins. But the first suggestion of Tesis is really a chiddush. The Lamina Nukma Cheskas Eishesish Vadur Digarsha Kim Shigrusha Lefaneinu. We usually assume like Tesis and Chulin or Tesis and Nida that is called the Hazaka. Tesis there talks about a case. You milked the cow and then you made cheese out of the milk. They didn't have milk that could last. They didn't have refrigeration. So you can't milk a cow and leave the milk for a couple of weeks. So they milked the cow and they made cheese out of the milk. And then a month later, they shech the cow and they find that it has a treifus. And it's a type of a treifus that may have been there a month ago, may have developed just in the last 2 weeks. So you don't know whether the milk that comes from a behemoth treifus is also asa, in a Torah. So you don't know whether this milk, you don't know whether the behemoth was a treifus at the time that we milked it or not. So Tosfos in the beginning of Chulin, that's the beginning of Nida, says that the shtel of chazoke. That if we would have had a shayla a year ago whether the animal was a treifa or not, so we would assume rab behemus aksheras. So therefore, we have the right to assume that the behemah was akshera until as late as possible. So we see the behemah has a treifas that took at least 2-3 days to develop. So I said the last 3 days it was a treifa, but I assume that the change occurred as late as possible. I assume that it was not a treifa at the time that I milked it. And I can eat the cheese. The Tosfos there assumes that there is such a chazaka. Even though the status quo vadai changed, but you attribute the change till as late as possible. Not like they write here. Here, this the Ra'or writes like this about the cheese. The Ra'or says like Tosfos says over here. And whenever you know for sure that the situation changed, so that doesn't have, and you want to just establish when the change occurred earlier or later, so that's not covered with the din of chazaka, that you attribute the change till as late as possible. First day in Tais is very mechudish dik. That's not the way we usually assume. And the second day in Tais is a little unclear what they're driving at. Whether they mean it's chazoke keneged chazoke. Cheskas kashrus is a chazoke, chazoke neikor. It's a chazoke keneged chazoke. Or they mean that it's a ruba delesi kamon. It's ruba v'chazoke ruba adif. Tais doesn't explain it. If there wouldn't have been a takana de rabbana that you would require zman and a get, so the woman would be off the hook. If she would have a get shein bo zman, she would be able to claim that I was a pnuya at the time that I was mezana. But now they made a takana de rabbana, so let him, he'll still do that. He'll still give a get shein bo zman. A get shein bo zman is still kosher min atar. It's only mid the rabbana is no good. But you're not going to give it a death penalty because the get is no good mid the rabbana. If he gave her, if it's true that he gave her a get shein bo zman before she was mezana, then she'll be potter from an oinish misa. So why can't he still do that now? But the matik nizman begitner, Rabbi Yochanan mishum basar choisa, so he'll still do like that. He'll write a wise guy. The husband will give a get shein bo zman in order shem yichapel basar choisa. So it would appear that after the takana the rabbana that you have to put the zman in the get, if you have a get shein bo zman, she won't be able to get off the hook. Why not? Why not? Why did that change? I think this is on the first daf in Rosh Hashanah talks about it. You have to take a look.
Because then you know when it happened.
How do you know when it happened?
Because there's his mom.
Let's say the husband will give a get, Shein bo zman. He knows that he gives a get with zman. This man is going to be after this nus. Says he'll give a get, Shein bo zman. So he's not allowed to. He's a wise guy. He knows he's doing wrong. He wants to be mechapta. He loves his niece. So give a get, Shein bo zman. So it would appear now that the made a takana the rabbanon, a get, Shein bo zman, she won't be off the hook. Why? But minatari the get is still good. So she's not going to be chayav nisa. The only thing is, they have to make a takana to Rabbana, so she's no longer in their menace to say that the get was given earlier. Why not? But if it's unclear from the get, then maybe it was given earlier. So that's what Tosfos talks about on the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Why did it change after the takana to Rabbana? Okay, we have to look into all these issues for tomorrow. How did the Mishnah's work according to Rav Lozen? No, gotta look in the Rishayim. Don't know what they talk about.